Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Tonight looks partly cloudy, low near 40 in the city and the 30s in most of the suburbs. 51 right now. The Reverend Al Sharpton is speaking out about the footage of Tyre Nichols beaten by cops in Memphis.
At the National Action Network rally, the Reverend Al Sharpton slammed the Memphis officers charged in Tyre Nichols beating death.
Did you think, because you was black, we wouldn't say nothing? Did you think that you would hide behind your blackness? I want to say loud and clear that we will fight black cops, white cops, any color cops that commit crimes against us.
The release of the body cam video of the beating sparked protests here from Times Square to Union Square. The protests were mostly peaceful, but at one point, protesters smashed in the windshield of a marked police cruiser. Three arrests were reported. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
The NYPD is on guard, ready for protests. WCBS's Steve Burns has more.
Gearing up for protests, the key word for the NYPD, says Mayor Adams, is restraint. The same goes for any demonstrators.
My message to New Yorkers is to respect the wishes of Mr. Nichols' mother. If you need to express your anger and outrage, do so peacefully.
In a scripted address to the city, Adams says it's okay to feel sorrow and rage, but it should be turned into purpose.
My heart goes out to Tyre Nichols' family and friends and the people of Memphis.
Given his long history around police reform, the mayor says Tyre Nichols' death brings him devastation and outrage.
And as someone who's spent decades fighting for police diversity and against police abuse, I feel betrayed by these officers.
Steve Burns, WCBS 880 News.
Early this morning at a lower Manhattan subway station, a shooting.
There were some really terrifying moments at the Canal and Broadway subway station. The police say two men were arguing and it got heated. And then one man shot the other twice. It happened at 1 o'clock in the morning. And witness Fahmi Mansour told Channel 7 she didn't think she would survive.
I thought I was going to die. I didn't think this would ever happen to me.
The man who was shot took a bullet to his arm and another to his torso. He's in stable condition. Just the day before, Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams each separately said the subways are safer and that subway crime is down 28%. Go figure. On Canal Street, Carol Diori at WCBS 880 News.
Four Long Islanders are among 25 people who've been charged in a scheme to sell fake nurse credentials. Prosecutors say nursing students bought the illegitimate diplomas and transcripts from three schools in Florida. They're now closed. 7,600 people around the country may now be working as nurses without a real license. The New York State Education Department says they worked with law enforcement to make sure any applicants with fake credentials did not pass through the system. The 25 people charged face a maximum sentence of 20 years if convicted. A college football player from New Jersey is facing charges in the rape of a woman during a house party last year in Pennsylvania. 20-year-old Dante White, a linebacker for the St. Francis University Red Flash, was hit with multiple charges for the rape that occurred last February, along with teammate Marcel Mommy. They reportedly raped an intoxicated woman in the basement of a home in Loretto Borough, Pennsylvania. White was released on $75,000 bail, will be in court on February 8th. Let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Bill Dager.
And that forecast has been a milder one so far today, and that'll continue through tomorrow. Temperatures in the 50s, not bad for the final weekend of January. We'll see sunshine mixed with clouds for the rest of today. We've had a fair amount of clouds as of late, high 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, down into the 30s in most suburbs, 40 in the city. We'll do it again tomorrow, 52 again for the high with increasing clouds. Could have a shower late tomorrow or tomorrow evening. Then we're dry by Monday, 48, a little sun. Cooler beginning Tuesday, partly sunny, 38, could even be a rain or snow shower that day, especially south of the city. Wednesday then partly sunny and seasonable, high 36. Right now temperatures range from 47 at Stratford to 53 in Newark. Mostly cloudy, 51 in Midtown. We're headed up to 52 this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.